Any journalist likes to have his or her work to be quoted approvingly. But what if the person quoting you is a notorious dictator? Slate's Timothy Noah had the unnerving experience recently of being quoted by name by Cuban leader Fidel Castro, and it got Tim thinking about the art of the political put-down.
The Kerry campaign's spinmeisters were full of it when they said that speakers at last week's Democratic National Convention would not attack President Bush. From Wesley Clark and Howard Dean to the saintly Nobel laureate Jimmy Carter, speakers found clever, almost subtle ways to question the president's performance. Even Bill Clinton's swipe at Bush for not serving in Vietnam was implied rather than stated, and, amazingly, couched as self-criticism.
During the Vietnam War, many young men, including the current president, the vice president, and me, could have gone to Vietnam and didn't.
But if you want to see what a truly nasty personal attack on W would look like, let's travel south to Santa Clara, Cuba. That's where Fidel Castro gave his own speech last week. He was commemorating the 51st anniversary of the birth of the island's communist revolution. Castro speculated that Bush might be, 1, an unacknowledged alcoholic who continues to imbibe on the sly, 2, a dry drunk who, because he never went through rehab, is given to grandiosity and intolerance, or 3, an addict to medication he takes to wean himself from booze. These are pretty outrageous accusations for any foreign leader to make, even tentatively, against a United States president, and the speech got a fair amount of attention in the press. But to me, the most newsworthy thing about Castro's peroration was that it quoted by name one Timothy Noah. Here's the only audio clip of the speech that Day to Day could track down. The quality of the internet broadcast is terrible, but listen closely. You'll hear Castro say, "Slate," and then Timothy Noah, or as he pronounces my name, Timothy Noah.
El columnista político del Slate, Timothy Noah.
I know it's hard to hear, but honestly, that is my name that he's saying. Let's listen again. I've never before had the ear of a dictator, much less one so obviously gaga as Castro. Castro used things I wrote to support various fair and unfair criticisms of Bush. He also quoted Michael Moore, Bob Woodward, and Richard Clark. However much I may dislike President Bush, though, I do very much enjoy living in a country where you can say any rude thing you like about the commander-in-chief. Castro may be smarter and better read than Bush, but he rules a country Human Rights Watch describes this way. Quote, "Cuba is a one-party state that restricts nearly all avenues of political dissent. The government severely curtails basic rights to free expression, association, assembly, movement, and a fair trial. While it has long sought to silence its critics by using short-term detentions, house arrests, travel restrictions, threats, surveillance, criminal prosecutions, politically motivated dismissals from employment, and other forms of harassment, the government's intolerance of dissenting voices intensified considerably in 2003. Unquote. I'll take America's frat boy ignoramus, religious fanatic, or however else you care to describe him, over Cuba's thuggish bibliophile any day of the week, no matter how often he says my name. So please, Comandante, read away. But even if you follow the Modern Language Association's footnoting policy to perfection, I would prefer that you leave my columns out of your speeches from now on, particularly those that end with the nutty cry, "Hail Caesar!"
Salve Caesar!
Opinion from Timothy Noah, who writes Chatterbox for Slate. You'll find a link to his Slate piece about being quoted by Castro at npr.org. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com.